crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Amelia.
Oh, hello.
How are you going?
Fancy seeing you here.
Fancy seeing you here in this studio. How's the words looking in the world at the moment?
Oh, there's many.
Many.
There's
of them.
More every day, but then also some of them are gone. And you just got to be okay with that.
This is true. What kind of words are we talking about this morning?
So today we're going to be talking about the magic words.
The magic words?
Yeah. What's the magic word, Rachel?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Abracazam.
Abracazam. What's that?
I don't know. A magic word. That's a magic word.
That's a bloody portmanteau. What you were meant to say there for the gag was either please or thank you.
Oh.
And I was going to yell at you.
No, we're far too deep in
but
the...
But you actually, yeah, you totally called it.
I read far too much fantasy novels growing up to have thought to think like that.
So there's a few that I want to talk about. Do you want to start with the oldest one or the newest one?
Let's go oldest. Let's do this chronologically.
All right. So, how old do you reckon the word abracadabra is?
As opposed to abracazam.
As opposed to abracazam, which is about a minute old.
I feel like abracadabra's got a Victorian flavour to it.
Oh.
Right or wrong?
Cold. Very
Damn.
Cold.
Okay. Is it much older than that?
I think it's a little bit older than that.
Are we talking medieval older?
I think it's a little bit older than that.
Are we talking biblical? Is that older than the medieval period? I'm now getting confused in my brain.
It's like the end bit of the Bible, depending on how you date some of the later books of the Bible. And we won't go into that right now.
That's a different conversation.
But, abracadabra is a word from the 2nd century.
Blimey. Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was sort of a... Yeah, no, that is absolutely... I was very far off there. How do we know that? Where did it come from?
So the first mention that we have of it is in, like, a medicine book called Liber Medicinalis.
Ah, yes.
Of course. So it's, like, this Roman medicine book, and it says, oh, if you've got malaria, you've got to write, you know, the special word in a triangle. You've got to write abracadabra. So one point of the triangle is... the letter A.
Okay.
And then the opposite flat of the triangle, if you're trying to visualize this, is abracadabra. And so it's A, ab, abr, abra, abrac, abraca, abracad. Yeah.
Right down to A.
And so you write it on a little amulet. And I think you wear it around your neck or you like, you secret it in a pouch or something.
That seems very 2nd century.
Yeah, and so it makes lethal diseases go away.
Far out.
But we also have it used by 2nd century Gnostics.
Okay, what is a Gnostic?
Ooh. So, the term Gnostic is actually fairly contentious these days. People used to just throw it around willy-nilly, but it basically refers to, like, various sects of early Christianity that had a focus on secret knowledge.
Ooh, seems a bit culty.
It's, I mean, it was all pretty culty back in the day. I mean,
but secreting a little amulet in a pouch feels culty as well, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, all I want to do now is just talk about Gnosticism. There's the secret god and the other god. It gets very exciting. And there's all the magic words. But so they would write them on little stones.
So was it always abracadabra or was it other words as well?
So... it was also the word abraxas. And so it seems like probably the origin for abracadabra is from this word abraxas. And so abraxas was written on stones and it gave them like a magic, mystical power.
Ooh.
But because the whole point of Gnosticism is secret knowledge, and so you attain enlightenment through
like
secret knowledge. The first rule of Gnosticism is we don't talk
about
Gnosticism. The second is we read the book where the tree talks to Jesus.
Again, another story for another day.
Yeah, another story for another day. But so it's likely that it is related to Abraxas. And then we're like, but where does Abraxas come from? And there's all of these weird theories.
When you go this far back in history, how do you actually find out where words come from? That's what I want to know. Because we didn't have a lot of writing necessarily around then.
I mean, yeah, there's like a lot of conjecture about it. So there's some people who think it's Egyptian and it comes from abrak and sax, meaning honorable and hallowed word. Some people think it's like ab for father and bara to create. So it's like the uncreated father, which would be like a very Gnostic
vibe
thing. But you have to speak Hebrew for that. And probably a lot of Gnostics, well, possibly a lot of Gnostics mainly spoke Greek. So it's like, I don't know about this. Yeah, so it's very buzzy. Basically, suddenly around the second century, people start saying abracadabra all the time.
I'm kind of into
writing
it.
Abraxas and abracadabra on special rocks and using it to cure themselves of disease.
Right on, the Gnostics.
Yeah.
And so what other magic words have you brought us this morning?
Okay, so none of them have, as for me, as interesting an origin as that, I think. Because that's a very long time ago.
That is a long time ago.
Like, if you tried to start counting the generations
that's
for that.
That's even older than Winston Peters. Don't come for me, Winston Peters.
I'm not sure if he listens to BFM.
So the next, I'm sure he does. He's got taste. No, he doesn't. So the next, am I allowed to say that during when you
probably
can vote?
Probably not. We don't stand by that as a station.
I take it back. I'm sorry. I was speaking without thinking. Blah, 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 blah. Hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus.
So hocus pocus comes through in the 1600s.
Far out.
And it's like, it's a lot later. For a long time, we only really had abracadabra.
So really, that was the one magic word
that
for
was the big one.
Centuries.
That was the good one. I can't believe it has survived this long.
Don't forget, please.
Don't forget, please. I mean, were people saying please?
Back in the...
You
yeah.
should do an episode on...
I'll do an episode on please.
Please
manners.
Okay.
But,
manners, yeah.
So hocus pocus is if you were like a juggler.
Okay.
Or like an illusionist, if you were some kind of like... woohoo, look at my tricks, street performer, you would call yourself Hocus Pocus.
That was your job title.
Yeah, or Hocus Pocus.
Mean.
Or Hicus Docus. Lots of like
variations on
yeah.
the theme. Yeah.
And so kind of the prevailing theory for this is that it's like, it's kind of taken from the Latin mass.
Ooh.
So it's possibly like a, ooh, we Catholics are doing magic. They're weird, kind of like.
Okay.
Look, I'm like the spooky magic people, the Catholics.
So is this when there was a bit of like, you know, prejudice against Catholicism going on?
It's like 200 years after the Reformation, so there's a lot of you know,
anti-Catholic
disagreements
stuff going on.
But yeah, because there's a bit where it's like, this is my body, is hoc est corpus meum. And like,
ooh.
Yeah. So it sounds like a little bit like that. The Dutch version of hocus pocus, which I don't have in front of me and have forgotten, has an extra bit that makes it likely that it was like, that is even closer to this. It's like hocus pocus pileus pleum or something. So it's like, I just made that
up. I can't
believe
you managed to say that with a straight face.
Yeah. I mean, but it's like, it's cod Latin. It's like, Latin is the language used for like
special stuff.
Mystic ceremonies. And so if I'm a special mystic person, I'm going to call myself
Hocus
Pocus.
Hocus
Pocus.
Okay, right on.
Yeah.
Good movie that as well.
yeah, and so I'm going to do one more if we have time.
Yeah, we got time. Hit us with another magic
Alakazam.
Word. Alakazam. Alakazam. That's a good one.
Alakazam's pretty recent. It's from like the 1880s.
Okay.
And it starts off as just like a funky street word.
Street slang.
Like kind of like jazz.
Hey man, that's
jazz
Alakazam.
Bop, cool bananas kind of a thing. So the first time we get it is in like is talking with like about popular music stuff. Zam, Zam, Zam was the title they gave him. Zam, 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 our mighty Alakazam.
What is that in reference to?
Yeah, and so people get called Alakazam, who sat directly behind the Alakazam idiot.
Wait, so is it like slagging someone off?
I don't know. It's very unclear what it actually means. People just start kind of using it as like
a fun word.
Hoo-ha! Look at that big old dingo. Like, Honestly, it's like that kind of thing where it's very kind of, it's very unclear. Like, here's this person who's like giving funny fake names to streets. Glancing at the names, a scene, Fishbone Avenue, Alagazam Street, Rat Tail Alley, and Soda Water Avenue.
What a cracker.
I don't know what you mean. But
so where did Alakazam come from? Where's the origin of that word?
We don't really know. So when it starts off, that there's lots of variations. So there's Alagazam. There's lots of versions with different final syllables. The examples here are Alakazoop and Alakazoo.
Alakazoop.
But it's just a kind of like fake exotic word, as far as I can tell.
I'm kind of into it. I also would be so interested to know how it jumped from being just like fun, weird street slang to magicians only territory. As soon as you say Alakazam, I'm imagining a big puff of smoke, a few sparks, and a rabbit appearing out of a hat. You know, it's got that kind of energy to it. So it does sound like a magic word, I have to say.
It does definitely sound like a magic word. It seems to kind of like... So it describes like... funky, cool musician weirdos, and then it kind of starts describing like exotic entertainers generally. Starting exotic to, with big scare quotes here.
Yeah, I was gonna say starting to err into some very sort of like dodgy territory.
You don't. In the 1880s, exotic is a pretty rough area.
That's a whole nother bag.
Yeah, and so like once, and so it's generally used as like a proper name. So you'll be Alakazam, the great magician, or whatever.
Oh, nice.
And then
I could be known by that. It'd be great.
And then from there, once it gets associated with magic and stuff, it just gets brought in. Abracadabra, Alakazam, Hocus Pocus.
I've enjoyed this a lot. Thank you very much.
Hocus Pocus by Focus, great song.
Hocus Pocus by Focus. Thank you very much, Amelia.
My pleasure.
See you later.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.